Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I just love this idea. Addressing the story behind the assumption instead of attacking the thinking head on. You know, no one wants to hear that they're being stupid. Now that's what I call a conversation stopper right there. And we also have to be strategic when correcting a story that's become a myth. Here are my two favorite tactics. First, let's use a behind-the-scenes perspective. Instead of popping off with, hey, this is wrong, explore what really goes on behind the scenes. I like to say something like, here's what gets lost in the shuffle, to explore how the story behind the myth came to be. When we uncover truths not told, we're adding to the information, not criticizing the information out there. Second, I like to use prominent examples. High recognition factor allows brevity. We don't have to provide as much background information because everyone knows the story. We can get to the point faster and spend more time on our insights. You know, stories are tricky because we love them so much. As noted in the article, they tap into our aspirations and give us solace. So when we add information instead of negating or criticizing, we give that shot of reality without dashing hope. Hope that helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.